This is Steve Sherlock with another in a series of recordings for Franklin Matters. This is number 104 in the series. The last one, technically, I think, as posted, was 102, but it really was there twice. So one of them would have been 103, making this 104, and hopefully we'll keep better track of the numbers as we go forward. But aside from that minor matter, the recording today, what I'll do is go back to the town council meeting of Wednesday, April 2nd, and take the specific section of the discussion around the 150 Emmons Street building and make that available for the download and listening pleasure for all the Franklin residents here via this mechanism. Franklin TV did record, so the video should be available at some point in time. But at this point, it's a couple of days after the meeting. The video is not yet posted. So we'll make this audio available, which hopefully we should make it a little bit more available to multiple formats. Clearly, any with the an MP3 player or even a phone, smartphone, you can download, listen to it at your leisure, as opposed to just getting tied to the computer to watch the video. So that much for the intro. This will be the section again for the 150 Emmons Street discussion from the town council meeting on April 2nd. And enjoy.
150 Emmons Street. Do you have to open the phone line?
I defer to the chair of the Economic Development Committee.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, councilors, as many of you know, 150 Emmons Street has been a topic of interest as of late. Been on the council's agenda, basically been on the plate since 2004 or sooner. And in a recent Economic Development Committee we had prior to the council tonight, we've started furthering the discussion on what the potential futures would be for 150 Evans Street. Was a motion made, Mr. Kelly, to believe to no motion.
No.
But the committee would like to move this discussion on to the council tonight for the discussion, sir.
Okay. What's the motion?
And I'll pass it on to you.
Well, councilors?
First. That's fine. I think we should put it up to the citizens first, let their guests get their comments. They all seem very anxious. I almost want to take a picture because this is the most we've seen in this chamber in a long time, especially after 3 terms on the council for me. So if I can make a suggestion, let's hear from the citizens and then we'll have a conversation.
Can I just give some informational update?
Sorry?
Can I just provide an informational update for those folks that were at the subcommittee that...
Okay.
Just to bring people up to date, we're still waiting for a pre-construction hearing on the downtown project that's being delayed until the bond bill gets passed. So maybe it'll be May now. So obviously, part of the whole discussion I think that will come before you tonight is the timing of that project and how that disrupts the downtown versus what the council wants to have for a process redoing the Emmons Street. So we'll have more information as soon as that comes to pass. The second, for folks that didn't know, we did have a study. We discussed it briefly at the council, I don't know, maybe a year ago, about the condition of the existing building. And an outside engineering firm reviewed it for code issues as well as failing issues, and basically said it was in excess of $2 million to renovate the existing building on that site, which obviously would pretty much make that a non-starter. And that didn't include any internal fit-ups or carpet or anything. So as we go forward, you know, there was some folks that said, why don't we save the building? I think it would be a very expensive proposition. Not impossible, but I just wanted people to know out there that we looked into that alternative about a year ago. So those are the two updates I have on information, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so go ahead.
Just so I can say one more thing. And this is just a discussion, so everybody understands that. It's not on our agenda to be voted on tonight, so before we jump into this.
So each candidate will allow 3 minutes under council rules, and your comments will be taken under consideration.
Chairman?
Yes.
If I could?
Sure.
I'm I want to give you my opinion now so that people know where it's going. I think it might help move and may move things along a little bit. And in this instance, after talking to a lot of people, I think that, and even some of my councils, fellow councils, I think that we're not going to make a decision tonight. And just so people are clear, I have not made a decision as to what the best, highest, and best use of that property is. I've heard a number of arguments. So you hear arguments that let's wait till the project is done. That's not an argument that I would weigh too heavily. I think that if this is going to stand on its own merits, I think. Let's put a cultural center there. Let's not.
That's
not here. That's it. I'm used to being cut off on the minute stretch. But the short version is that I think that we need more discussion on what we need to do there. I do not believe in slowing this project down for the sake of slowing it down. That's not a valid argument as far as I'm concerned. I think that we get a lot of interest. We want to vet a little bit more, get an idea what we want to do out there, and then make a decision. But there's a lot of factors at play. You know, the fact that Roger Calories is a person involved in this project, it makes a difference to me because he builds a good property. Having said that, that doesn't mean I've made up my mind on anything, but if the feeling of some of the people is, let's slow this down, that's for me, that's not a valid reason to do this. I think what we need to do is, let's get our legs under us and figure out what the uses are that are out there. And I think that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people, too. So I'll tell you that I'm in favor of that. So if that's part of what you want to talk about, I think that's a great idea. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, come on, Lisa. Come to the mic when you do make your comments, all right? And introduce yourself to Lisa.
Chairman Dowd, I was wondering, I'm a little over the three. Can I get time from another person? Are you allowed to do that?
I can't hear you.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
They're town issues. You've got to fight.
I wanted to see if I could, I'm a little over the 3 minutes, I believe, and I wanted to see if I could ask somebody from the audience who isn't planning on speaking if they can give me additional time. Is that...
Well, how many people want to talk to begin with? I mean, if we have time frames?
Well, I just didn't want to be cut off by the buzzer. I'm just trying to avoid that.
I'll give you six.
Won't be more than that.
Okay, I'm giving you six.
Okay, so Lisa Piana, I'm the executive director for the Franklin Downtown Partnership, and tonight I'm speaking on behalf of the partnership board of directors. As you know, recently the board of directors sent a letter to the town council recommending that they give the community time to further develop concepts for the Emmons Street property. We also recommended that the town council evaluate the potential traffic and parking issues prior to sending out the RFP. We believe that there's really no downside to inviting the community to participate in the process. We think Franklin has some very talented residents, business owners that could come up with some really creative solutions. And the March 4th workshop was a great start. We appreciate being invited to participate in March. But many of us were under the impression that that was the first of many meetings and many discussions, and that there would be further discussions on developing ideas and also researching funding possibilities. We feel that there's really no rush to sell this property. I think many believe the land will only increase in value once the streetscape project is completed. Now, we understand that there's a few town council members, and I was just in the economic development meeting before this, and we know there's a few town council members that would like to sell the property as quickly as possible, but we feel there are five key questions that still need to be answered prior to putting out an RFP. Number one is, what are the specific long-term goals for this property? We really haven't heard the goals. We heard we want to get money as quickly as possible, but that's not goals for the property. The partnership went over some goals in the last meeting, and we were curious if those goals coincide with the goals of the town council and the town. Number two, what is the plan for where businesses will park during the construction project? Jeff has been telling us over the course of the last year that during construction, people will be able to park at the Emmons Street property. Main Street's going to be ripped to shreds in a few months. and we need places for customers and business owners to park during this. It's a major concern, and one that I haven't heard what the answer is if M Street gets sold and that parking goes away. Number three, how will losing the 50 parking spaces on this property affect downtown businesses? We feel it's really, really important to be proactive and plan for the future parking needs and growth of the downtown. Number four, what will the new traffic patterns be after the streetscape project and the two-way traffic pattern is implemented? We don't have that answer. We don't want to slow this down to just slow it down. We want to know the answer. There's a lot of people that are concerned about the new two-way traffic, and we need to really know that before we decide what should go on that parcel. And the last question, which I think in the workshop was talked about a lot, is what state funding is available if the town considers a cultural center and green space? We have been told by Senator Spilka's office, as well as Jeff Roy, that state funding is available. We think it would be in the town's best interest to pursue these options before deciding to sell the property. The town is so fortunate to own this gateway property, and we have a chance to put something really, really special on Emin Street. Now, something special means different things to different people. One of the reasons the partnership board wrote the letter to the town council was because of some of the commercial ideas that were being talked about. When the developer that was brought in starts talking about a drive-through coffee shop and a drive-through dry cleaner, we started to get calls. We started to get emails, not just from our members. We have 200 members, but I was getting calls and I was getting emails from people I've never met. They were asking the partnership to get involved and to slow down the process and get some of these questions answered. One of the concerns is that if the town loses control of this property and the wrong commercial business gets built, we could have traffic backups all the way to Davis there. The partnership board of directors would like to recommend that the town council give the community time to work together with the council, with Jeff, with the planning board, with the planning department, to continue to develop these ideas and research funding options. We also ask that the council take the time to answer these key questions. We really feel that to move ahead without these questions answered is a mistake. Once these questions are answered, we think the community will feel much more comfortable with the final plan for this property. We feel that the more ideas, the more facts, and the more knowledge that the town has, the better the final outcome will be for this important gateway property. I appreciate your time tonight, and we appreciate your input, and I also appreciate all of your time individually meeting with members of my board of directors as well as myself over the last 2 weeks. Again, I've received more emails and more phone calls over the last 2 or 3 weeks on this than I have in the 11 years that I've been doing this. So you can see it's a really important community, important project to the community. So thank you again, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am, come on up.
Adjusting these by size, which is height, which is very helpful. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm going to read an open letter, and that is a part of a that then has a petition. It's an open letter / petition asking the town to refrain from rushing.
Identify yourself, please. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Claire Griffin, resident of Franklin, Main Street. An open letter to the Franklin Town Council regarding 150 Emin Street property. On behalf of the property owners, business owners, customers, and citizens of Franklin, we urge the town council to put on hold any decision to sell the Emin Street property, including an RFP, for 1 year. One, we believe it's critical to understand the impact of the new traffic pattern prior to the council deciding what type of development it would like to see on the site. Two, This would provide the business community and customers with alternative parking during the streetscape project construction. We cannot afford to lose any business during the construction process due to a lack of parking or access to properties. Three, if the council decides to sell the property after the streetscape is completed, it will potentially command a higher value at that time. Four, the property has been in the town's control for over a century. Another year will not make a difference to the financial condition of the town, but a hasty decision will affect the town for years to come. We ask that you give the community time to participate in this decision-making process. And this petition is signed by close to 500 Franklin residents. Given the fact that there was probably, I think the attendance for voting was about 1,500 in the last election, that this is about one-third of your constituents based on voting constituents. And I think that's a sizable amount of people who have concerns. And
are they all Franklin residents?
Yes.
No.
I think there might be two that aren't. There's an online petition, and several people went around and actually had people go door-to-door and actually get opinions and get things. So I just wanted to let you know that this is the thing. And as a resident myself, I can reiterate what I said in the committee meeting that happened before this at 5:30, which I was late for. Don't rush into this. The only thing that can happen is that you sell the building and we don't get it back. Once that's gone, that's gone. And there's no changing that. So if we can wait, and if we can see how the traffic patterns are, and if we can see what else opens up in the downtown and funding, we might come up with something that will really make a huge impact on our downtown in a positive way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, can we give them? I guess we can pass them down.
Good evening. My name is Richard Hoff. I'm a resident of Franklin. Pretty sure my wife and I are on that list somewhere for the petition. But I appreciate having this conversation tonight because all I have is an idea. I have to admit I'm not familiar with some of the others that are proposed, but it's one that inspired me, and I've always had 150 Evans Street in mind for it. But I'm a new assistant officer for a nonprofit here in town, and a pretty good one. And I have to imagine we're not the only nonprofit that's struggling right now. We actually have a great constituency. We actually have strong members that volunteer. We happen to actually own property. And what I learned in this process was that nonprofits, I believe, do not get a tax deduction for the mortgage. The idea, and let me take a step back, those costs that we're enduring are really a drain on the culture and the engagement within our nonprofit. Our nonprofit stands for values, and it stands for promotion, supporting families in times of need. And so my idea is to have this building, sounds like it needs to be a new one, as an incubator for nonprofits that are focused on bringing and growing the value and the inclusiveness of our community. We have a lot of positives, as you know. We've been noted as one of the best towns in the country. We've been noted as one of the safest in the country. But we have some shortcomings. The diversity is a bit lacking. I believe it's 90 or 95% of our community members focus in on one religion. Myself included in this, actually this next demographic is representative of the committee itself. A lot of us are white males, and 20% global thinking budget spenders are white males, only 20%. We have silent or invisible disabilities that are emerging that we're just beginning to learn about, and we don't know yet how to work with people or help them to work with us. I believe there are a good number of nonprofits out there that could lease with this town for that property, whatever it will be, and it'll be potentially less cumbersome than having to buy property and always going to its own members for more and more money each year. So the one nonprofit I know is financially sound enough, and I look forward to partnering with you to try and find a way for us to actually be the first group that would lease in the building.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Next, Sue.
Does this one work? Thank you very much for having me this evening. My name is Jim Schultz. I am a resident of Franklin, and Councilmember Padula, I appreciate your voice and your opinion early on here about the opportunity for us to not rush into this. I know many of you may feel that we have been talking about this since 2004, but the perception in the community is really that individuals have only learned about this opportunity as of recently. One point that I wanted to expand on a little bit from Lisa Piana is in terms of the goals of the property. And given the fact that it sounds like we're interested in into a larger, robust debate and discussion about it, I wanted to focus on cultural aspects of the program, because I think we're going to quickly move into how much time we have from a conversational perspective. And I think the piece that is most important to bring into light here is the concept that is being discussed in town now about developing a cultural district. And what I'd like to do is to hearken on the Franklin 2003 master plan that was adopted by this council back in 2013, which would give some points about why it's prudent for us to wait from a cultural standpoint. The policy statement of it is to, you know, preserve Franklin's New England small town character through controlled growth, preserving scenic vistas, supporting local arts and culture, and protecting historic architecture. If you look at the goals in the first set of the objectives, they seem very grounded in town property, particularly to prioritize protection of activities on town-owned property. It reinforces that it's a value. When you look at the second goal, it's provide the arts and cultural resources of the vital part of the creative and growth of the community, which is a fostering of a discussion for what is the proper use of this property, to which I don't think that there has been the robust discussion in the community as of yet. Developing greater coordination between municipal businesses, cultural entities on matters related to the arts, culture, and creative economy. And I think that speaks really to the economic development of this parcel, of what is the best use for it. Building on partnerships with Dean College and other nonprofit organizations to increase arts, cultural opportunities, and develop and enhance resources and collaboration. I know that there was a great deal of concern in the March meeting about where will funding come from. A cultural district will take time to create and may provide those resources for facilities, which is one of my main points in giving this process the time that it needs to germinate and to have the ability to tap into those resources. When we look at the town's obligation, it's to advocate for the preservation and protection of our natural and cultural resources. Provide public outreach, media resources to advocate. And I think to Councillor Kelly's point earlier in the economic development meeting, communication is something that we need to do a better job as from a community standpoint, not just directing residents to a spot on the town site that they can come and learn, but to really engage, to get the word out there through a variety of mechanisms, social media, engagement, and really have that robust discussion. Educating residents with the organizations about the best practices for protecting and preserving and enhancing the town's natural, cultural, and historic resources. Implementing growth management to preserve and protect the town's natural culture and historic resources. Research and implement the best practices for preserving the health and longevity of the town's natural and cultural and historical resources. And most importantly, seeking financial assistance through donations, grants, and other resources to support cultural, historic resource preservation and enhancement efforts. It's through things like this cultural district that we potentially can tap into the revenues that are so desperately needed to have the opportunity to invest in these facilities, not just at this property, but at other areas in town as well. And I'm glad that there seems to be more of an interest at this point in having the broader debate and engaging in the community. But to me, understanding the timing and the development of the cultural district is really key in understanding how we can tap into those finances that are going to be necessary to invest in a property like this as an option. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Maxwell Maragello. I'm a resident of 210 Chestnut Street, right here in Franklin. I want to talk to you a little bit about, we live in a commonwealth. The state of Massachusetts is a commonwealth, and that means a lot to me. One of the things that a commonwealth does is they look out for the common interest and the common good. Growing up, I went through a lot. Originally, I was born in New Jersey, and I had problems growing up. I had special needs. I had Asperger's syndrome. I was picked on. And the state of New Jersey gave up on me. I came to Franklin, and Franklin gave me the opportunity to have an education and to pursue, and I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't for the town of Franklin. They cared about the common interest of us. So what does that have to do with the property? Well, if we have a green space, that's a common area for all of us. It's about the community. If we just decide to lease this property or sell it, it's no longer about all of us. It's about one group. And I think that a green space, I think we do need to take this slow. Because, in the long run, what we decide in the coming months or in the coming year, this is going to be around for a century. I mean, if we decide to a park, that park's going to be around for a long time. It's going to be there when I'm old and gray, in my 90s, long after I'm gone, it's going to be there. And so I think that the argument you're hearing from people is, this is going to be around with us before by the time we're all gone, this is going to be a monument to what the town of Franklin is. It's going to be a part of our character. It's going to say, we're a commonwealth, and we care about the common good. And I want that monument to be here for all of us. So thank you.
Thank you.
Hi there. My name is Susan Sheridan, and I've been a resident of Franklin for 25 years. I did speak, I think, at the first meeting that you had on hearing. I appreciate the opportunity. I think that this conversation is just beginning. I was a little bit blindsided, I think, at the hearing that you had when there seemed to be some really kind of developed ideas already. Without a lot of community input. And I appreciate what went into all of that, but I'm hearing a lot of people talk about this property in a way that I have never heard people talk about properties before. They're very, very concerned about what happens with this property. I think that the whole process needs to slow down. If you're talking about some kind of community development, whether it be a community center or a cultural center or a combination of both of those things, those ideas take time to formulate. You need to do research. You need to talk with the parties, the stakeholders. You need to develop these things. They don't happen overnight. And a couple of months of, just chatting about this isn't going to do the trick. People are willing to serve on committees, to do the hard work that it takes to find out what it would take to support perhaps a community/cultural center, something that the community could benefit from for years to come. Once this property is sold, as you all know, it's gone. If that happens to be what does happen here, I hope not, but if that happens, it's gone. It's gone forever. It's a key piece of property. It's going to be part of the designated cultural district. Horace Mann Museum on one side, Historical Museum, Dean College. These cultural institutions, would benefit by having another jewel in their crown. So I've been very involved in the arts community for a long time. I served on the Cultural Council for 6 years. And have been very involved with the Franklin Art Association as well. I'm not pushing for any particular proposal. All I'm really asking is that please let's just take the time, let the community get involved. Let's see what we can come up with, but please give us the time to do this. Thank you.
Thank you. What's your comments, Nathan?
I'm leaving. Thanks for entertaining me, though. I really appreciate it. It gives you, stay for a few minutes, you get a real flavor of what everybody's concerned about. I've had dinner at Rick's 1,000 times for breakfast, and all the business owners that I've known around the community and done business with, I appreciate the town being sensitive to keeping them in business, doing whatever you need to do to enhance whatever they need for tools to survive. So, thank you.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you all.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Jane Curran. I'm a 37-year-old.
37-year.
I'm a 37-year resident of Franklin and a 20-year business owner of James Frames in downtown Franklin. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you and give you some of my thoughts on the 150 Emmons Street parcel. My number one main source of concern, being a business owner in the downtown, is the upheaval that will be caused by the upcoming streetscape project. 8 years ago, when we went through the planning and the meetings, and we gave input into the design for the project, the question existed of where the overflow for businesses would go. That are businesses that are disrupted by lack of sidewalks, no parking spots, construction. It will be unbelievable. And so at that time, the area around the municipal building was discussed as a potential place to alleviate some of the concerns for what's happening in the downtown district. I also remember hearing about the town of Ashland's problems during their 2004 downtown reconstruction. And I heard of an article that spoke of several businesses closing and others that relocated. So I did some research, and today I spoke to Stephen Greenberg, who was the redevelopment chairperson of Ashland, and he recalled a very popular gift shop that went out of business, largely due to the construction. I'm not here operating out of fear. I'm operating out of the sense of let's plan for this so that this doesn't happen to any of our downtown businesses. My hope is that Franklin can do a better job than Ashland by providing remedies to the potential chaos and keeping the 150 Emmons Street property available as needed for some of those remedies. My second concern is the traffic flow. We talked about that a little bit earlier in the economic development meeting. But we have no idea of what the traffic flow will be. And we talked that traffic flow is basically a science that's a science of guesswork. And yes, we do have a traffic study that was done for this streetscape. So if we use that, we're going to have two lanes of traffic on both sides. And if we don't see what it really is in reality, we're doing a guess on a guess. So we're compounding that guess. My proposal would be that we see what actually is happening, because although it looks wonderful on paper, the reality is never exactly as it is on paper. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Michael?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unlike Jane, I am not 37. I'm here, and I think there's a little misunderstanding. Michael Dory, 50 Bridal Path, Franklin. I'm a newcomer. I've only lived here for 27 years. My perspective as a former chairman of the Industrial Development Commission, we had one, and brief spent on the Board of Assessors, and as a private attorney representing people who develop business, develop land and sell land, is that nothing happens quickly. And I'm here to ask that you move forward at a reasonable pace with seeking proposals for private development of the land, and that you simultaneously encourage all the people that want to do something other than private development, and that you create a competition of ideas. The town acquired this building in 2003. And so since 2003, Emmons Street has sat there. I haven't heard anyone say it's a beautiful building that we should maintain in our community. Everyone wants to change the status quo. I think we need to create a culture, an impetus to change the status quo. It is a nice, it's a good piece of land, and I think we've heard some wonderful ideas. I would encourage those people to pursue those ideas and see what reality they can make of those ideas. Hard proposals. They are right when they say it's a unique piece of property and opportunity. But I want to speak about another unique opportunity we have here that I don't think everyone else maybe understands. I think a unique perspective on it is having a private citizen willing to invest his own money in our community is a rare thing. The town had a chance to sell 150 M Street, I think, for $650,000 and a nice, Ted Tye was going to put up a really pretty two-story building there. That people thought we could do better. We all know what happened. Nothing. Roger Calarese lives in town, is a great developer, builds beautiful properties, maintains them. But there's no deal to sell it to Roger, and I think that's what people think. There's a process, and I think it would be helpful if you explain the process to the citizens that there's a lot that has to happen and a lot of time that will elapse, my understanding and my experience, between the town putting out a request for proposals. A lot of time will pass, and then if there is a proposal to sell the private development, that will go under a lot of scrutiny. We have design review, we have a planning board, and all of those are opportunities for the public to be involved, and it's wonderful to see the public so involved here, but this isn't the last chance for the public to comment on what happens here. It is the beginning, but if you stop the process, you could really hurt the town. Let's have a competition of ideas. There's lots of good ideas. My concern is it's hard to take a concept from an idea to brick and mortars or a beautiful park, whether it's private funding or public funding. It is very difficult to get from that wonderful concept to reality. Let's work in tandem. Let's work parallel programs. Let's have lots of good ideas and a competition of those ideas. How much will it cost? How much will it benefit the town? And if we have, maybe we'll be blessed with three or four wonderful ideas. My concern is if we stop any one of them, we'll be left with nothing and the same old ugly building at 150 Emmons Street. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Anyone else? Yes, sir.
John Griffin, resident of Main Street. Former member of the Industrial Development Commission.
In a good
I have no opinion what should be done with this site. Somewhat at odds with the last comment, I am of an opinion that at this moment, nothing should be done with this site. It is an unexploited opportunity. It is your options to do things in the future. Some of the previous speakers talked about some of the near-term options. As you're engaging in the streetscape, you will have the option that if you run into a problem, you control the use of that site for parking or anything else. My basic message is, at this moment, given what you see ahead of you, you want to preserve your options. Okay, there's a lot of value in that. Doing something later means we may be able to do something more valuable. The other point about waiting, and another very important type of option that you have in the downtown, is that entire triangle is kind of a strange cookie cutter of lots. You know, it's an accident of history. You have a large T-shaped lot controlled by Rockland Trust. You have your point at the triangle. You have a number of other smaller lots. There could be an opportunity at some point later, okay, after you get through the streetscape, to do something very meaningful there. Some of the investors or the developers that were mentioned with additional time and the completion of streetscapes may have an opportunity to reduce some of that cookie cutter aspect of that triangle and do something more meaningful, create a cohesive square. It is the center of our town and it's a bit of an odd thing. So my message is basically, there is no crime, no sin, no lost opportunity in waiting. There's actually a tremendous preservation of the options that you have to do something more meaningful in the future than another small lot on that important site. Thank you.
Thank you. Now,
good evening. Alan Mercer, Franklin Performing Arts Company. You think I know how to use this? Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you folks tonight. You know, I think what's happening here is a couple of things. And I was going to start my comments tonight, Peter, by saying that I'm in favor of delaying any creation of an RFI or the letting of an RFI. But I totally agree with your point. Let's not stop this process simply for the sake of stopping the process. However, I think that many of us here are, one, confused about the process. Is this an RFI, REI, RFP? What are the timelines for all of these things? Is it an EI, EIO? I don't know. However, and the other thing is that we're frustrated because we're not a part of it. And I understand that many of you have said in the past several times that this has been around since 2004. Well, it's obvious that it's been around there, but not around here. And so we want to be a part of the process going forward. Now, whether we aim for a cultural district, which clearly I'm in favor of, because that is my space in life, whatever the case may be, but let me just talk about one of the initiatives and my concern about this. One of the initiatives is a green space. And there's a proposed project, and we all know what that proposed project is. I personally am in favor of that. However, it's going to cost a lot of money to build. And where are we going to get the money? And I understand that's clearly a legitimate argument. However, if you were to give us some time, we might be able to do the next sensible thing, is perhaps do a fundraising feasibility study. If we were going to put something in there where we need private sector monies, let's do put together a fundraising feasibility study. If it were a park such as proposed, perhaps, and I can think of many families that have grown up in Franklin and or are growing in Franklin, and organizations that are growing in Franklin might like to have their name recognized in a park that's going to be there for the long term. So there's let's test the waters with this fundraising feasibility study. Individuals, businesses. There's no shortage of contractors in this town. We all know that. So perhaps if we were to build a park or build something else cultural where we had to raise private sector monies, perhaps they could do some things in kind for us. I went online this afternoon, and this is to Jim's point earlier, if there are private sector monies available, they're clearly... Okay. I found 38 foundations that support cultural and community development in Massachusetts. So the point is this, is that if we were to choose something cultural in nature or we need a private sector monies, let's take the time to put a feasibility study together so we can understand what's in front of us and make sure that we're all part of the process, if you would. Thank you very much.
Next. Yes.
Can I cut you? No. The short guy's usually the one. Guy Vizendis. I guess I'm a lifelong resident of Franklin, been since I was three. Speaking to you here as a kid, I went to kindergarten in that school. What I'm trying to say here is you have an opportunity here to do something good. Not just to slow it down for the sake of slowing it down. And I don't think you have to do it if it's, it doesn't have to be one or the other. From the gentleman in the back there, I mentioned something before. You can do a little bit of everything. That's a very odd-shaped lot. You can do a couple of things here. This is a great opportunity here to have a gateway into the downtown. I don't think we need to do one or the other. You can do a little bit of both if everything works. Personally, I think every time we hear somebody come before the downtown, they talk about the lack of parking, 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 and not even during the construction project, which I was a part of the other one that was there too, but that's another different. Everyone talks about pause. I think we should pause. We have a great opportunity here. You can help the downtown people who actually have businesses down here who are going to hurt during the construction. Being a construction guy, I know. You can help them with that if you wait a little bit. And when it's done, you'll know the traffic patterns. You hear the same thing over and over again. I just want to echo those thoughts, but let you know that when it is done, you do know what the traffic patterns are going to be, and you do know what this is going to look like. That lot has an opportunity of maybe making everyone a little bit happy. Maybe it doesn't be a total green space. Maybe it's not a total park, and it definitely, definitely does not totally have to be a commercial place. So if you pause and think and get those ideas from the community, I think you have a really good opportunity here to really do the right thing. So, yes, I do think we should pump the brakes. I do think we should stop. I do think we should really look at this whole thing, because it doesn't have to be one or the other. If you really give it a shot, I think the real thing to do is to wait, let the downtown people survive the construction, look what we've got to have going on here, and do something that can actually work for all walks of life. Thanks.
Thank you.
The end.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm Brian Kelly. I'm the Assistant Vice President for Capital Planning and Facilities at Dean College. And for the record, I'm not a Franklin resident. But I just want to say a few things, really on behalf of Dean. We're absolutely in favor of whatever is going to really enhance the long-term benefits of Franklin. It's not just about the short, quick fix. We've been here just about 150 years. We'll be here 150 or more years. Whatever happens on that spot, people are using the term gateway, it's going to be the part of the face of downtown when people arrive. We've made some changes at Dean in our landscaping, with the fencing, with new buildings we've put up, etc., to give it a sense of place in the community, a sense of identity. A gateway to a town does the exact same thing for people emotionally, and frankly, does the same thing economically. At the last workshop, I won't repeat all the things I said there because I don't have it in front of me for one thing, but there's lots of research that shows any area within a town that really brings community, that enhances civic pride, that makes it an attractive place for people to move to or go to and shop, that makes Franklin different than Rentham, than different than Norfolk, is going to bring people in. Your property values are going to go up, your tax base is going to increase, and people are going to empty their pockets at your stores downtown. All the research shows this. If it's just nothing but commercial and retail, if you go to any mall, any strip mall, anywhere for that, we have to do something that's going to be unique and is going to be a signature entrance to the Franklin community. So as I said, whatever's going to give that sense, and we're in favor, because frankly, it helps us too. When the parents bring the students down here, if they love this community, if they see this as a place that's active and engaged, they're going to want the children to go here. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else would like to address the council? Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me? My name is Cindy Rich. I'm a resident of Franklin. I'm also a business owner downtown. I own the quilt shop, and I know everybody wonders how in the world I stay in business after 10 years, not understanding what it is. But it's something that I work very, very hard at, and I'm very proud of. And I have two concerns. One is more media concern, which Jane has expressed as well, is what's going to happen when the streetscape is going on. I have 7 employees. That may not sound like a lot to you, but 5 of them are residents, and they depend on that job for their income. So anything that we can do to make sure that the businesses can help survive during this time when it's going to be very difficult to access our space and our parking and our shops is really important to me. The second part is being down here for, I'm celebrating my 10-year anniversary this year, and one thing that's been very frustrating to me is that there's very few retail stores downtown. And so every community, as you know, is desperately trying to figure out ways to revitalize their downtown. And it seems to me like we have an opportunity here to really think about doing something creative with that space. Wherever it ends up, I just want the process to be fair and transparent and not predisposed to one developer over another. Because there could be lots of people who might be interested in putting something very different and unique there, and I don't want us to shut off any of those ideas just because we have a bird in the hand.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anyone else? Let's go.
Hi, I'm Jim Hill, and I've been a resident of Franklin for 37 years. And I patronize the businesses downtown, but I many of these people who have spoke, I don't know them. But I came tonight because I feel very empathetic to the people downtown who will be affected by using that space prior to the revitalization of the downtown area. I feel personally that a town council should not do anything that would have any, even a small impact on their livelihoods. I think a lot of these businesses struggle. And the fact that we're doing this project is definitely going to have an impact. And I really believe that these folks are right when they say they need parking during that period of time. They need parking. Why would you, as a town council, do anything that would hurt them? It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. And that's all I have to say. I just don't think it makes... Well, I just had one other thing to say. Mr. Nutting had mentioned at a meeting a week or two ago that we've had this property for 100 years. Is it that? Is I'm not sure. Does anybody know how long we've owned that property? And I wear my socks until I have holes in them. I just can't see why we would give up a piece of land in a location like that we've had for 100 years. I know that we have land elsewhere, open space and whatnot, a lot of wetlands, and that's wonderful. And we have Dacey's Park and we have a town common. But nothing in a location like that. That is such a superior location, and I just can't see doing something that we'll regret in 10, 15, 50 years, or another 100 years. I just think that's something we would regret. But my major concern, though, is that we don't do anything that will impede the businesses in the downtown area. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, thank you for your time. My name is Peter Weiner. I've been a Franklin resident since about the turn of the century. I've talked to a lot of people about this issue over the last couple weeks, a lot of my friends, a lot of people in my social circles in Franklin. And what I haven't heard from anyone is we need another drive-through, we need a Starbucks, we need mixed-use office space. We've got plenty of all those things in Franklin. What we really are missing, especially in the downtown area, is open space. And so I'm not advocating slowing down for slowing down's sake. I'm advocating stopping because the people of Franklin are not looking for more office space. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Is it okay if I speak one more time? I forgot to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
When you thought you were out, I'm back.
Okay. What I want to mention, and basically, is we used to have a community center, the center of town, behind where the fire station is. That building, the pipes burst. It never got rebuilt. We lost our community center. Families lost a place to go with their children, watch a movie on a Saturday night, or have a games night. Groups like mine at the time, Girl Scouts, Junior Girl Scouts actually, lost a place to have their meetings. Boy Scouts, I'm sure, did the same thing. They were coming in after me when I left. This, to me, feels like an opportunity to, and it was a crappy building. I'm not going to make any bones about it. It was a crappy building, but it was there. It had walls. It had bathrooms. It had a place where people could go. We don't care about what it looks like. We don't care if the elevator fits 10 people or 12 or 2 people. All we care about is having a place where families can gather and nonprofits can gather and community groups can gather and just be a community. We lost that opportunity when the pipes burst. I hate that. That sounds like a story. When the pipes burst. But it's true. This is an opportunity to keep what was a pretty much a heartbeat of the town beating. It's been slowed down for a little while, but let's bring it back. The other thing is, I was yesterday in Dorchester helping out with a nonprofit named Dot Art. I help my sister sometimes. She runs that place. They have an office. They have struggled. So they have an office. Their office is in an old building that actually my husband went and played basketball in when he was 8. I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but it's been a while. That building is it's not beautiful. But it's there, it has walls, it has everything that you need to have a community together. And that's what I'm saying. I know that this is a little bit pushing the envelope a little bit, but I have to do it because that's what I do. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And come to the open house for the Ladybug Spots program that's going to come up. Thank you.
I wasn't planning on speaking tonight, but I made a few notes that I thought were important. I think this is a great opportunity for it. I'm a 23-year resident of Franklin, but when I think about some of the things that are important to the history, I think about how often we like to name things Horace Mann, how we love to show Ben Franklin around, and we have a historic center that has a beautiful statue of a boy wearing a hat that was made in this town. When I think about forward thinking, what do we want our town to be known for? Personally, I don't really want it to be known for how many Dunkin' Donuts we have and how many Starbucks, how many drive-thrus we have. I'm not sure that reflects what I want people to pull from in 100 years about what we are here in Franklin. I have the opportunity to visit Keene, New Hampshire quite a bit. That town has people walking through it all the time. They support every festival that goes through there. They have stores, they have businesses that are successful. Parking isn't terrific. They have some on the main street, but they've also got a two-story building in the back. And I think that is key to making that town successful, along with the college. We need to incorporate Dean the way that Keene incorporates their school into their town. It's really a nice combination. The other thing is, I remember years ago that Franklin had some sort of a walking study or some bond that was given so that we could make our community a more walking community. And that's one thing that I want this to become. I was at a restaurant today and parked further down the street. I walked to it. What a wonderful opportunity to walk to and from, just like I would do if I was in Boston or Providence. And having a gateway or some sort of a community in that very spot would do that. It would encourage people to walk. We can only get healthier from where we are now. We have a few options for that spot. It is a gateway. I don't, personally, and everybody I've spoken to, we don't want to be looking at another Walgreens in another one of our gateways. My other point is, I don't know Mr. Calories. I do know that coming in and out of that Stop and Shop Plaza, logistically, it doesn't make sense to me. If you're coming from where Chipotle is and you need to go left, you're sort of crossing over like this. So I fear something with a drive-through in that small little area is going to be a disaster. And I would caution everybody to be really, really careful about how you go in and out of that odd-shaped lot. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Want to go to the council? Matt?
I'm going to read this not as the town clerk. I'm not the town clerk, that's why I'm not going to read it as the town clerk. Not to read it as the clerk of the council, but to read it as a member of the citizens committee. So I'm going to leave this area. I've never done this before. My name is Judy Pfeffer, and I'm a lifelong resident of the town of Franklin. And I have recently been appointed to the Citizens Committee, and I have a statement on behalf of the Citizens Committee as regards the 150 Emmons Street property. The Citizens Committee was formed basically to encourage quality, visually pleasing, financially enhancing economic development for the benefit of our community. Projects at the Citizens Committee to date have impacted include the dump recycling center for the new people, improvements, acquisition efforts and land purchase from state property next to the dump, Dean College train station building improvements, Cook's Farm building project, cleaning slash maintenance of downtown central business district. The Citizens Committee position relative to the disposition of the Old Town Hall is as follows. One, the site bordered by two main arterial roadways is better suited for commercial development as part of an enhanced central business district and a revenue producing property than another town-owned, marginally poorly maintained economic drain on town resources. Two, the curb cut should be done for the property while the road project is being done, so the openings will not have to be redone after the new road has been completed. Three, revenue from the sale of the site could be used to construct a first-class facility for the recreation department and would allow for expansion of its many programs, particularly those which have been downsized by the schools, art, music, etc. For years, the recreation department has been moved from one site to another and is deserving of a facility that will serve Franklin and his children for years to come. Rec department served 5,700 kids in 2013, over 4,000 of them in sports programs. Four, the estimated cost alluded to in a prior meeting of $1 million for retaining, reconstructing, and developing the Old Town Hall site into a cultural center, not to mention the annual cost of maintaining said cultural center in view of the anticipated cost of the new school and road improvement program in questionable economy, makes no economic sense. Five, suggestions that the site is appropriate for a park, although well-intentioned, is not practical for the following reasons. One, the town owns and maintains an underutilized site less than a mile away, the town common. Two, the loss of revenue from both the sale and future taxes is economically unsound. Three, the town's history of property maintenance is abysmal at best and unlikely to improve under this proposal. Four, it is likely that the use of any park on that site would serve primarily the students of the college that surrounds it. The economic development of this site, one, will provide revenue for a building for the recreation department. Two, the town, through the permitting process, will have input into any proposed development of the site, assuring the development is aesthetically appropriate and contributes to the gateway initiatives under discussion. Three, as alluded to above, the town's recent history of owning and maintaining property does not lead one to think adding to the current burden is either logical or prudent. This is one of the sites referred to as seedy in the Boston Globe description of Franklin. Six, there needs to be an ongoing blending of public-private development. The reconstruction of the Central Business District roadways will be a huge contribution to any revitalizing effort. The private sector needs to be encouraged to participate. And last, the Citizens Committee strongly recommends that a request for expression of interest be initiated. Responses to this request will be reviewed, discussed with, and between the council and brought before the public. This will ensure that this site will continue to be on the forefront. The request for expression process will take months, and the follow-up RFP will take additional months. Waiting for the next few years to make a decision is not in the town's best economic interest. Thank you.
Matthew?
Thank you, John.
Just a couple of responses to all the comments, and I want to thank everybody first for commenting. I made a comment at the beginning that we don't see that many people here, but you know, when I remember back, somebody talked about, we've talked about this property like never before, and I hate to remind them of Walgreens and Big Y, but both of those have been successful by the council to get those moving. And I don't think anybody here in this chamber can turn around and say those were bad ideas at this point. We are a council that elected. You can disagree with me. Brings a lot of money into this town and paves your roads. You know, we're elected not to serve just you, but 34,000 people, and we're all trying to. The nine of us are trying to do the best that we can. With that said, I do want to clear up one misconception I've heard a lot from people, especially the Downtown Partnership members, saying that the first time they were at a meeting was in March. And I know it's difficult for as many to remember, but in October we invited the Downtown Partnership, and the members of the board were there for a discussion regarding the site. At that time, there was a developer who stepped forward and mentioned the drive-through, and along with the Economic Development Commission and the Downtown Partnership, we said we weren't interested in a drive-through on that site. So just for those who think that this started a little over a month ago or don't want to go back to 2004, this actually started in October of last year, this conversation. With the Economic Development Commission committee, this started months and a few years before that. I don't think that we've worked on rushing this. I've been on the Economic Development Commission for 3 years. Three terms, I apologize, and it's been a conversation at every meeting. Those are public meetings, and I appreciate that all of you are here tonight, and I wish that you would have all come to some of those for your input. What are the goals? I'm going to try to address some of those for you. What are the goals for this property? And these are my opinions, but my opinion is that my goal for this property is the highest and best use to the citizens of Franklin. As a business owner, you know, I love you guys all, but you guys don't support my business, but I do have loyal clients, and you have loyal clients too. I can look across this crowd and pick out a dozen of you that I would step over a hole in the sidewalk 5 feet deep to make sure I get into your business, because I'm a patron of your business, and I wouldn't go anyplace else. What is the plan for business parking? It's an interesting question, because it's a question that comes up to us all the time, and we hear there's not enough parking downtown. So with that, for three terms on this council, I decided in March to do a little study of my own. I went down three times a day between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday. The average number of open parking spaces, so everybody's aware, is 18 during those times. Let me see here. How will losing 50 parking spaces affect us? Right now it's leased to the post office, correct? It's leased to the post office, a portion of it, and I believe they do have a plan in place to go someplace else.
Correct.
Okay. The new traffic pattern was heavily looked at during the downtown revitalization project. It's been hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on traffic studies, pattern studies, conversations, open meetings. I can't name the number of meetings and the number of nights that I spent at those meetings to discuss that. And this council and past councils have talked about that beyond what we can all imagine. What state funding, culture, and green space is available? I'm not aware of it, but if somebody, thank you, Mr. Mercer, for looking into that, and if somebody else would like to bring something to the forward to the EDC, I'm sure we'll be happy to. Somebody mentioned a drive-through coffee shop and dry cleaner. I'll go back to my original comments that during that October meeting, the EDC, as well as the Downtown Partnership, both expressed an interest to that potential developer that they weren't interested in one drive-through, and I've never seen a plan for two. Let me see here. My question is, and the gentleman said, wear my socks until they have holes in them. Our building has a hole in it. It has a $2.1 million hole. We need to fix that. It's a building that I haven't heard anybody say, as somebody else said, it's beautiful. It's far from beautiful. Currently, the council struggles, for those of you guys who don't tune into us twice a month, how to raise money for your roads. never mind take care of a green space or a cultural center. I believe in the next 2 months our biggest conversation will be how do we get the lawn in front of the fire station cut because our DPW is so short-staffed. I've made it very clear, and if you saw my comments in the paper, I am not in favor of green space on that site. Our town has a very nice town common that was donated to us. We don't use it enough. I feel like we need to use it even more. Nothing happens quickly was a comment as well. This has been on the agenda since 2004, and over three terms on the EDC, I continue, and as well as my fellow councilors, continue to talk about it and try to bring it forward. And it didn't happen until this year because we finally pressed it to get to the town council level. I appreciate that everybody is interested. I more appreciate that if you have ever been to another town, these meetings typically go where we're screaming at somebody on there, and we all, as Franklin residents, have handled this with a great deal of citizenship. With all that said, I am a downtown member of the partnership. I am also a downtown owner, although from what I understand, the downtown, from some people, think they stop it stops at Chairman Valley's office or jewelry store, but I live on Crescent Street, and I would love to see that town, downtown area pushed more towards the Common, and I would welcome more business coming up our way, so to speak, in the fact of getting people to our town common that, as I said, is unutilized. With that said, I do have a motion. If you know where you object, I'd like to make that motion.
I'll accept that.
I would request for an expression of interest for 90 days be referred back to the EDC for review with a full report to the council on or before September 3rd, 2014 town council meeting be put on the legislation for action of the next meeting.
Is there a second motion?
Second.
Discussion of the motion?
So we all going to wait to opine on what our opinion is going to deal with this motion now? Because I'd like to be able to talk about my piece first before. I'm going to vote against it right now. We're going
to
vote.
Is there a second motion to begin with?
Yes.
Okay. Comment.
So I want to say my piece, and then I want to give an opportunity to vote on the motion. That's okay.
Yep.
Okay. Good. So, couple of points. I think you pretty much know where I'm coming from. Well, let me just be clear on a few points. I think something does need to be done. We have sat on this property for a while, so, and that something could be whatever we decide to do at the back end of this thing after we do our process. As far as a specific time delay, absolutely not. I'm not in any favor of any specific time delay because that's it's too arbitrary for me. I think if we're going to go forward with this, well, I'll be in favor of this particular motion after I get to say my piece. Then I'm not in favor of any specific time delay. That accomplishes nothing. I don't see this. This has been bumpy, but this isn't just the very beginning. Let's face it, we've had some significant discussions, and I think they need to continue. But this isn't the very beginning. Had a lot of ideas out here before. We've had some good discussions, and I think they need to continue. And I don't think you're going to find, I personally don't think you're going to find a problem with that. Think about this, too. You know, I wish I won the lottery, then we'd be all set to put a nice building up wherever we want. But money is going to be an issue. So when we represent the town, and I don't know what's going to be in that spot, it's going to be what we can do realistically as well. So money was no object. I think that would be great. We just sort of open up a checkbook and put there whatever we want. But we have to keep that in mind as well. Jane Curran, I would really think 36 years old, not 37. I just want to say that. First parking, I think Bob Karras would allow us to park at his place, and that should resolve our parking issues. Now, thank you, Bob, for that. But on the parking piece, if I could, on a serious note, I don't think parking at Bob's office or, and thank you again, Bob, parking at the town hall is going to be enough to alleviate the problems we're going to have downtown. And I know that there's probably been other discussions about it, and I think we should put our town administrator work for us again on this particular issue. We need to do more. Regardless of what kind of parking you have over at the old town hall, that's the building, the old town hall, which I personally don't think looks that bad. I like brick. But having said that, that's not going to be enough.
So I think that, you know, we had that thing over the holidays where we had the meters that were paid for free. We need to have some other things in place for people to let them know that when you can't park in front of James Frames, and that's going to happen if they're doing building out there, she's going to need some relief. So maybe the relief comes in the form of free meters for people. So they know there's free meters. They may have to walk, you know, 8 or 9 spaces, but they don't think that I'm not going to get a space in the center of town anywhere. So let's think about something like that in connection with this. I think it's something we should talk about. Let's see. The REI, I talked about that with some of my brothers on this thing, and not my sister, but my brothers. And sorry about that. My only sister on the board, on the council. But I think it's a great idea. And I think that, like, the people who have reached out to us, do not be afraid to pick up the phone and come see us and tell us what your thoughts are. What happens is, and I sat with Lisa from the Downtown Partnership, you know, ideas come up that you just wouldn't think would come out. And when I make comments, I'm telling you truthfully, if it becomes a commercial piece, I think that based on my knowledge of local builders, it makes a difference. But when I 1 year, then that doesn't seem to make sense to me. I think that it's time to get moving on this, and reason why we need to get moving. So if it ends up being a cultural center, say, it means it's going to get done. If we don't get started, this is never going to get done. And yes, we do need the money. It's not going to fix our roads, but money is money, so that's part of the process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent discussion on the motion. Andy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Doherty stole half my speech and Peter stole the other half, but with that said, I'm just going to wing it. You know, I do have an affinity for the downtown, and my heart goes out to the downtown merchants. My grandfather used to walk me from Dean Avenue to the Rome, and then my father started his real estate business in a little funky yellow taxi stand that was right next to James Frames. So I feel like that's my old neighborhood. And as I get older, I realize it's not all about the money. And I realized if I'd have thought it was all about the money, when the anaerobic digester wanted to come to Pond Street, I would not have been so vehemently against it. I just thought that was the wrong fit for that location and for that type of endeavor. Right now, though, what I'm seeing, though, is I see almost a flawed process in the sense that everybody's posturing and drawing lines in the sand and holding up 500 signatures. Look, the best thing that we could do right now is get this right out in the wide open, let like someone mentioned, transparency, let everybody see and input as much as they can, whether it's a request for inquiries, a request for expression of interest. Let's do it, maybe a two-pronged, three-pronged approach. But let's keep moving forward. I can tell you, from my background in development, this isn't going to happen fast. The bulldozers are not around the corner. This is going to languish, regrettably, for the next three, 4 months, trying to carve out what is a good RFI versus a bad RFI, or a good inquiry versus a bad inquiry, versus a good RFP versus a bad RFP. So maybe in September we'll have something in writing. Then this has to go up for another 90 days for it to come back with ideas. And then the poor slot that gets this project is going to have to go through planning board. Okay? And that's where all the posturing, or actually the posturing and the little lines in the sand can be being drawn right up to that process or right up to the award of the RFP. But right now, I really think a lot of this is premature. And all it's doing is, you know, causing a lot of conjecture. And I just don't think that we as a council, we know we have to make a decision sooner or later. Pushing this back is just putting off the inevitable. Okay, we're going to have to make a decision, and we don't always, we know sometimes they're hard decisions. There's a lot of people in this room today, but regrettably, you don't represent the whole town. I know I've had my own comments from people wondering what we're doing sitting on a derelict building with one department and rattling around in it, full of asbestos. So we have difficult decisions to make, and sometimes we make them, and sometimes we try to make everybody happy. Last month, after doing a lot of homework, we had to tell the fire department, look, no more civil service. We were split almost down the middle. We don't just all vote alike. We have to make tough decisions, and that's why we were on the council. Some of them are hard, some of them are easy. This one will be a hard one, but we need to keep moving forward. Thank you.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
Tom?
Stand up, please, Tom.
The chairman's asking if you'd like to speak.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I don't want to rush into this, nor do I want to stop the process. But I'm very excited about the community interest that this issue has brought forward. And I'd like to hear all of the ideas the community has before we get into going out with an RSP. As we've heard tonight, there are still many unanswered questions that we all, or I certainly, am not comfortable with before making a decision on this property. Number one being the parking issues during the construction downtown project, how the new traffic pattern is going to affect the traffic at that intersection, and we currently have no place to put Franklin Recreation. One of the biggest issues, and I as well, like Judy, am a lifelong resident of Franklin, and one of the biggest issues we've heard from over 25 years is parking in our downtown. A year ago, or a little over a year ago, the council looked at purchasing a piece of property, the old Masonic Hall, to help alleviate the downtown parking. So I think there are many unanswered questions. I do think we need to continue to forward, but I'd like to hear the ideas from the community. And let me close by saying thank you to the residents who came out tonight caring about our community. And I hope this leads to continued discussion and community engagement for the betterment of our great town. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Glenn Jones, 172 School Street. I live a block from this building. I go to Dean College as a student. I buy my boots at the Senior Shoes downtown. I spend more time probably downtown than most people do. Me and my wife and children, we walk through the downtown on a regular basis. I go to the library, I go to the Commons, and this is my home. This is my stomping grounds, if you want to call it that. I volunteer at the museum, so I spend 3 hours on a Sunday afternoon once a month staring across the street at this building. This building, I don't know if anyone's ever had the opportunity to visit the historical museum. I haven't seen anyone with you on Sunday afternoon when I'm there. You're welcome to come on down and check it out. But you'll find some photographs of this building, both in the books that have been published for Franklin, as well as on the walls of the historical museum, of what this building used to look like. It was an absolutely fabulous building. It was the high school here in Franklin for many, many years until Davis Day was opened up and turned into the high school. It was, for lack of a better term, barbarized and turned into what it is today. I have no fondness for this building, whether it's brick or not. I'm not very fond of it. And yes, we do have one apartment left in that building that I honestly think we have room in other places of the community to put. I think Ryan Jetty and the Recreation Department do a great job. They're probably one of the few self-sustained budgets in town at $365,000. And they deserve a great space to go to. This is not a great space for them to be in, I'll be honest with you. To put it simple, it's just plain ugly. And something needs to be done with it. I'm also a member of the Downtown Partnership myself, and have a fondness for all of the small shops that we have. And as far as the parking is concerned, there's no doubt we have a parking issue, both existing and future, that we need to address. One of my thoughts, as far as the parking is concerned, is I would like to approach Rockland Trust, who owns a fair portion of the parking that is the center of the downtown, and in hopes in partnership with them, maybe be able to alleviate some of the parking issues that some of the other businesses have that Rockland currently might have some open spaces to allow. I do know that, and I'm looking forward to having the Franklin School of Performing Arts open the Black Box downtown, as well as very happy to have some of the newer businesses that have moved downtown, like their Street Kitchen, etc. Parking has been and will continue to be an issue, and I completely understand that the road project is going to have a major impact on all of the business downtown. It's going to have an impact on me. I'm going to be walking out my front door and have my sidewalk ripped up, or whatever, just crossing the street to go to the library.
it's kind of one of those things that in order to fix it, you have to destroy it. And that's what all of this is ultimately going to do. And we, at the end of the day, best of hopes and the best of prayers, are going to end up with one of the best downtowns in this region that we could possibly have. And 150 Emmett Street can be and will be that gateway property. Now, I've heard so many different ideas about what can go there. Should it be town-owned? Should it stay town-owned? Should it be sold, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I think we can all pretty much agree, and nod of heads will pretty much answer my question, that we do at least owe Horace Mann a dedication. At least a I think that's a no-brainer. So that takes up maybe, we have a discussion of like 8,000 to 10,000 square feet of the property. Now, what the rest of the property is used for, which again, parking is the issue, is we should add some parking to this lot. Now that leaves the remainder of the lot. Whether it's a cultural center or it's a retail commercial spot, whatever that might be, that's the only real portion of all this that we need to focus on. And we need to work together on it to say, okay, we're going to build a building, or we're going to build something there on that other portion of the lot that's not forest, that's not the parking. What's it going to be? I don't see any purpose in delaying this further than we need to, because I think as grown-ups, we have the option to sit down together and truly come up with a great, viable, working gateway that will help make downtown what it needs to be, and ultimately be that key domino that's going to work its way through the rest of the downtown and make it look vibrant, pedestrian friendly, and really just make Franklin even that much better of a place to live. So on that note, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move forward with the vote. No one else?
Yeah, I do. I think that what I would request, I know our town administrator has hand up as well. If we're going to move forward, let's move forward with everything. But I would suggest, and I talked to my brother, see the request to amend the motion to request an RFP and an REI concurrently. If we're going to move forward, we'll know about all the ideas at the same time.
I don't know how you do that.
I'll query our town administrator.
Comments on that?
The only statutory mandated process that's required at some point is the RFP. That's a land disposition process that's set out by statute and its general guidelines. The preliminary expression of intent, whatever you want to call it, allows you flexibility to get a sense prior to issuing an RFP so that you know how to formulate the RFP. You get a lot of different ideas in, and some of them make sense, then you craft the RFP in a certain way, as opposed to just throwing out, we've got this piece of land, and you set forth a bunch of criteria, but you don't really have something in mind. So it helps you to focus. But the RFP has to stand by itself. You can't have something else going on at the same time. So either you go with a preliminary expression of intent, wait for the results of that, and then formulate an RFP, or you just put that to the side, go right to the RFP.
I'll withdraw that my amendment to the motion.
Any further comments?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Right.
I think we do obviously need to do a better job of explaining the process here. I mean, if we go forward with this, it doesn't mean that the cultural center or other things are excluded, right? I mean, anyone can put that in. It doesn't mean that we're going directly to commercial property, right? So people understand that. I mean, it's not shutting that off immediately. It's still open to that. A lot of things have already been said, just a couple things. Obviously, the kind of short-term versus a long-term issue, you know, during the construction versus what's best down the road. I certainly want to be cognizant of the business's concerns, but I'm still trying to distinguish between the downtown project that's going on independent of this and this project itself. They're linked, but I think there's still some separation. People are saying they want to see the traffic pattern, and I understand how that'll affect your businesses, but I'm trying to figure out how that affects what's in that building. If the traffic pattern is one way, you're going to want another business. If it's another way, you're going to want a cultural center. I'm just trying to reconcile that, I guess, as to how exactly that would affect affect this type of decision. And it seems like for something like state funding for cultural facility, hopefully we could get a pretty quick answer for that if we ask Chris or some of the senators' staffs, you know, what's available. Maybe that'll change over time. But it seems like it should take a long time to see what's currently available in that regard. The other thing that some people have mentioned, I'd be curious to hear some other opinions, whether it's professional opinions or otherwise, as to would the value of this property be higher after the project's done? I don't know if there's any other thoughts on that, if there's truth to that or any other study.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In listening to everybody and their arguments to and for and against what everybody perceives to be Franklin's gateway to our community, there is truth to what everybody has said tonight. There is truth to what everybody has said. There'll be problems with parking. There'll be problems with the reconstruction uptown. But they're going to happen anyways. And I think this trip's got, you know, the longest trip starts off with the first step. The happy compromise between, I think, everybody here tonight is that my opinion is that we go with the expression of interest. That delays things, that puts things out a few months other than that, you know, we start putting things back together. Now you're in the next winter. The project's almost half done already. Hopefully, if we get the funding by May, we're going to start to see how things are starting to shake out. So I think it's a great compromise between the council, the town, and everybody's concerns. It puts things off. It doesn't stop things, and I don't think we should stop things. I think we should start to move forward on this. We've been sitting on it for many years, and I think we have to move forward. The best way, I think, right now is to move forward without hurting anyone, without saying this is the absolute way it's going to go, or that's the absolute way it's going to go. We have an expression of interest. Let's get everybody's ideas here. I've heard all sorts of ideas, but let's put them to paper. What is viable? What can we do? What can you do? What monies are available? And we don't know that until we get an expression of interest back to us so we can make an informed decision as to how we want to go in the next step. But we have to take that first step, and that's my recommendation. Mr.
Chairman,
thank you.
Just two responses. I'm not in the real estate business, but I think the value of the building will really be determined by the request for proposal when and if you get there. Because, you know, if you're going to allow X, that's going to have one value, and if you're going to have Y, it's a different value. So I'm not sure that the streetscape necessarily affects the value more than the ultimate decision as to what the property use will be. Again, I'm not a real estate person, but you know, if you allow a 4,000 square foot building or a 14,000 square foot building, that's going to affect the sale price. But the real question, I just want to be clear, is the motion to put on the next council agenda a resolution to issue an RFP, RFI?
My motion.
It's not legislation for action, it's a resolution.
To put a resolution on the
to
next.
To issue an RFI.
To issue request for interest for the 90, the request for interest should be 90 days long, with it going to the EDC, with a full report back to the council on the September 3rd meeting.
Thank you. I just want to make sure I had that.
And to the residents, rest assured your comments will weigh very heavily in our decision. But keep it in mind that we as the council are committed to still greater the good. Any further comments?
Mr. Chairman, as part of Councilor Kelly's comments, I don't know how many people know this, but the Economic Development Committee are public forums. They're open. Everyone's welcome to attend.
I just want to be clear. So the EFI or RFI?
REI.
REP.
It was EFI 2 hours ago. So that is going to, the finished product will be ready in September, or the responses are going to be back in September?
I think what you're going to do, you're going to put this on, you're going to vote it. We will then, I'll explain the thing. Then you'll issue an express of interest. It'll be out in the public realm for 90 days from whenever the date actually gets put out, say it's a week after that or whatever. Anybody can then submit during those 90-day period whatever eyes and suggestions based on what the issuance is, at which point, when it comes back, the Economic Development will begin reviewing any of those proposals. And that goes out in a public meeting in the subcommittee.
and ultimately make a full report to the council the first meeting in September. Is that your intent, Mr.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So it's an open opportunity for folks.
That gives an opportunity for everybody to get whatever they feel like can go out.
Right. We'll put a time frame, et cetera, and we'll make it as broad as possible.
See, there are no further comments. Please call roll.
Can I just read the motion to make sure I have it correct? Yeah. Request for expression of interest to go out for 90 days to come to the next meeting for a vote on April 16th. And the expression of interest will come back to the EDC with a full report to the council on the September 3rd, 2014 meeting.
Correct.
Williams?
Yes.
Pfeffer? Yes. Padula?
Yes.
Marissa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Feldman?
Yes.
Bizanti?
Yes.
Chair?
Yes. 5 minute recess.
Thank you. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin. But I can always use your help. How can you help, you ask? If you have an interest in writing about something that matters in Franklin, please let me know. Clearly, I can only cover as many meetings as I physically can, and there are meetings that are covered that are being held by the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals, etc., Conservation Committee, even the School Committee, that I cannot always get to. So if you'd have any interest in covering those meetings and reporting on them for Franklin, please let me know. As always, if you like this, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please tell me. This feedback loop is important, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. You can subscribe to the daily email that covers everything that is being reported and shared for Franklin Matters. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The email address is also available on the website or on the Facebook page, Franklin Matters, which is found in Facebook as well. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Manana. Copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes in 2008 and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.